This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into pudding! We'll tear your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective, with three fans who know how to talk some trash.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Ajay Salveson.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change. Without passion and without logic.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out.
Hi, everyone. This is Dave Denton of Turnbuckle Trash. You're going to be hearing something special for us. We're doing a little experimentation with our website and with some of the things we're going to do. We're going to talk to one of the people that listens to the podcast, probably the most of anybody. He's Christopher Evans. You've seen him on Facebook. You've heard some of his comments here on the podcast. We'll talk to Christopher Evans next here on Turnbuckle Trash.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at WPFpod@gmail.com. Again, that's WPFpod@gmail.com.
Now on Turnbuckle Trash, one of our biggest contributors outside of our little threesome is Christopher Evans. Chris, welcome to Turnbuckle Trash.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. It's a true honor.
Yeah. You've done quite a bit of stuff on our Facebook page and then sent some information in, and we thank you because you've added a lot to the podcast. Let's talk about a little bit about the Royal Rumble. People that have listened to the podcast know that you and I are related. I'm basically your uncle, although I'm really a cousin, right?
That is true. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
We've had some times over the when you were growing up, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, with the Mid-South Coliseum going to USWA and watching the turtle that was in the wrestling. You had to hold me back, basically, because I was so into it. Yeah, I think you and my grandfather got me into wrestling big time, plus with Kelly, and I'm still a fan to this day. But I'm also a critic of wrestling as well because it's not like it used to be anymore. So
yeah, they've made some changes. Some of it was kind of forced on them after the Attitude Era.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, the people that pay the bills, the advertisers, were getting a lot of flack that they didn't want to be involved with professional wrestling. Because of the controversial aspect of it at times with some of the things they used to do with the women and then all the blood, guts, and gore.
Oh, yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. We're going to talk about what's going on today. What did you think of the Royal Rumble, Chris?
The Royal Rumble to me wasn't really exciting. There was nobody that came in, no surprises. At number 30, we all knew what was fixing to happen. We all knew that Roman Reigns would be in. And when Roman Reigns came in, the whole crowd went crazy. They didn't like it. I didn't like it for two reasons. One, there was too many, like Kenny Omega, he was supposed to be coming to the WWE. Never showed up. They were supposed to bring Kurt Angle. Never showed up. There was nothing there. The Royal Rumble's just not the same anymore. To me, it's not.
I will agree with you there. The only one that wasn't a current roster member on TV, I think it was Mark Henry, wasn't it?
He was the only one that wasn't a current roster member. That was the only one. Now, what
I was fully expecting to have Kurt Angle come in, or I'd been hearing the rumors about Kenny Omega, but right before that, right before the Rumble, I'd also been reading that Omega had decided to stay with New Japan.
Well, I think that was the best thing for Kenny to do, was stay with New Japan. But I was really expecting Kenny to come in, but they didn't have any surprise entrance, nobody coming back. And it was just wasn't the same. I mean, I don't know. With John Cena winning the title for the 16th time, okay, you're forcing that title down our throats again with him. Get somebody new.
Well, I understand that, but the match itself was really good, Chris.
Oh, the match was great between him and Styles. Mm-hmm. They brought down the house. But mm-hmm. You're probably like me. You like Cena, but you're tired of him holding that title all the time.
Right.
They need somebody. I mean, who's the face now? Is it him?
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, Royal Rumble was
okay.
He's
the face that's going to be running the place for a while, so.
Well, I hope so, because AJ's really good. AJ's good.
Oh, man. Isn't AJ Styles awesome? I know you used to watch TNA also when AJ was with TNA Impact, and he was awesome there when Kurt Angle was there, even mm-hmm. when they did the thing with Hulk Hogan coming there, which I thought was the biggest mistake they ever made.
Oh.
But I thought AJ was just a star that at that point was ready for even bigger things, but he had to go to New Japan to really get recognized as a member of the Bullet Club.
I really think WWE screwed up when they didn't bring him in earlier. They should have brought him in earlier. That would have been a better choice for AJ. But now that he went to the Bullet Club, he went over to New Japan, he made one heck of a name for himself. I like AJ. He's good on a promo. He looks good. His techniques and everything are perfect. And, I mean, he saved a lot of wrestlers. And he saved that company with TNA. He helped build TNA.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like AJ.
I just think he's a real talent. I mean, he's a little bit older. I mean, he's like 37, if I'm not mistaken. And
he's
probably got 5 or 6 really good years left into him before he starts slipping a little bit.
Oh, yeah, big time. He's Father Time is catching up with him, but he's got a couple more years to go.
I'm really surprised. There's been some rumors. I'm going to ask you about this.
Okay.
Finn Balor, I thought for sure he was going to come back during the Rumble. So a lot of people were upset about that. Finn Balor was actually the leader of the Bullet Club before AJ Styles went to New Japan. Do you
mm-hmm.
think there is the possibility of them getting the club back together and having Finn Balor then having some sort of program with AJ Styles as the leader of this club?
I think it's a good idea to do, and I think it
mm-hmm.
would be good to have. And, I mean, they were making little suggestions of the Balor Club. There
mm-hmm.
was T-shirts going around about the Balor Club, and they figured, okay, but the WWE, if they do it, would it be like the NWO again? Will they sell
yeah.
it? Will they market it like that? Or I was surprised Finn didn't come back. He should have.
Yeah, I think he's about ready, and I was kind of surprised about that. But you're going back to that Balor Club thing.
Uh-huh.
I think they were getting ready to do something like that, and then he was injured.
Yeah.
And speaking of injuries, you know who was spotted at an emergency room?
Seth Rollins.
Seth frickin' Rollins. He might have hurt that knee again, or at least tweaked it.
Samoa Joe did a number on him. Yeah.
Speaking of Samoa Joe, I've never told this story before. But several years ago, back in TNA Impact, when Christopher Daniels was still there, this was right after the Fallen Angel gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
But it was right when I first started watching TNA Impact. There was a kind of a loser leaves match, if I can remember right, between Samoa Joe and Christopher Daniels. It was absolutely an incredible match. And you know how when you watch wrestling, you like to get to that sense of disbelief. Like, boy, these guys are just killing each other. These guys are really fighting. You know what I'm talking about. You really like when you get the performers to get you believe what's going on, right?
Oh, yeah, big time. Oh, yes. Yes.
I thought I thought Samoa Joe had killed Christopher Daniels. It was so well done. It wasn't a squash match, but it was so physical. I just go back to that match and think about that a lot. When you mentioned Samoa Joe, I thought I'd get that in there, get a little plug in there for Samoa Joe.
Yeah. Well, Christopher Daniels is one heck of a performer. I'm surprised WWE didn't pick him up as well. He's good.
He's been doing real well at ROH. I don't know if you get a chance to see ROH, but they're doing a tournament right now of people that have been in the ROH for the past at least 10 years, where they made their debut 10 years ago. And Christopher Daniels is in the finals, and he'll be taking on Jay Briscoe, I think it is. And the winner of that gets a title shot against Adam Cole, baby. And that will be in Las Vegas at the 15th anniversary show coming up, I think, in March. Yeah.
Well, those two will bring down the house because between Briscoe and him, that's going to be a heck of a match because Briscoe is really good, too. Those two boys, if they would bring them over to the WWE or TNA was to pick them up, which that will never happen, I mean, they could draw some money, but if ROH ever loses the Briscoes or Daniels, they're going to lose a lot. But
yeah, and that's one of the problems right now with these smaller promotions. Do people stay with them just because they can make a little bit of money and not have to get involved with the WWE? I mean, look at Jane and Mark Briscoe. Look at Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian. And these guys have signed contracts recently to stay. And I think they had probably been approached by WWE.
And Jay Lethal.
Jay Lethal. I forgot about Jay Lethal. He's one of my all-time favorites. I love Mr. Yeah. Jay Lethal now.
Oh, now, Jay Lethal, that's one that needed to go as well. But what can you do? I mean, Jay's good. Everybody, even through Lucha Underground as well, they've got some good wrestlers as well that I'm surprised that the WWE has not tried to grab them and pull them to their side. But, I mean, they're trying to restock the shelves with NXT, but it's just, I don't know. I keep seeing too much. They're not bringing enough people in. They need someone to shake the foundation of that company. Somebody needs to come out and do it.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why it's very unusual for the WWE to bring somebody from a different promotion. Vince had made the comment a couple of years ago when NXT first started that he was not going to bring somebody from another promotion before they went through NXT, which I think is a huge mistake. Right now, bringing in a Kenny Omega and are the Gorillas of Destiny from the guys from they're in New Japan, also do some stuff in on ROH. There is some talent out there that could be used, and people would have never heard of them. They could come in and make a splash.
Well, yeah, that's almost like what they did with Sting. I mean, they brought Sting in; he was the last holdout, but they didn't do anything with him. They basically ruined Sting, and that's what they're doing with the TNA wrestlers now. They bring them in, take them to NXT, and like Bobby Roode, he became the NXT champion. Well, that's signs that he's fixing to either go to SmackDown or he's going to Raw soon. Mm-hmm. Because after you hold that title, they usually turn around and say, okay, you're going to lose it, then you're going to Raw.
Yeah, they'll have him hold the belt for a couple of months.
That gets me too, and they can't hold that belt. Even with the Intercontinental and all these belts that they have, they don't hold them hardly anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch
the match with Bobby Roode against Nakamura and TakeOver?
I saw it on YouTube, and it was a outstanding match. I mean, those two.
It was.
It was an outstanding match.
What do you think of this Nakamura guy? I mean, I saw him when he was wrestling New Japan and also in ROH, and then he signs with
with the guys from WWE and NXT, and he's been there for a while. Do you think he's got the talent to move up?
He's got the talent to move up. I see him as the WWE champion sometime whenever they decide to bring him over to either SmackDown or Raw. I see him being a future WWE champion. The man's got the moves. His entrance is like no one I've ever seen. He's really good. I like his style. When he was in New Japan, I mean, he was treated like a god. And I was really surprised that New Japan turned him loose like that. I really was, because he was an ultimate star. But he's good. I mean, he's got some talent. I don't know, but he's also kind of reckless as well, because he hurt Austin Aries.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yeah, I think he's going to be a WWE champion very quickly.
Let me ask you another question. Let's get off the WWE real quick,
okay,
because
sure.
You're in a different part of the country. Here I am sitting in Logan, Utah, and you're in South Carolina?
Statesville, North Carolina. We're in almost
okay,
the
North
country.
Carolina. Okay. So what is the local scene around there? Do you have any local television stations that broadcast any of the smaller promotions there? Or do you know of any of the independents around there?
There's a couple of AAA wrestling promotions. I really don't know the name of them. I keep seeing posters of them. We got a couple of National Guard armories that put on local wrestling. But that's basically it. There's no – the only thing that I could ever find on TV is ROH and then the other brands, and that's basically it. There's nothing really here. Nothing like Memphis.
Yeah.
Really nothing like Memphis at all, which is a real
shock.
Well,
if you ever get a chance, go to one of those local ones and take some pictures and let us know, you know, how wrestling is in North Carolina. And maybe do a little bit more research and get to know these guys and – who knows? Maybe we'll give them a little plug or something. So.
Oh, that sounds really good for them. I mean, I'd like to. I've seen it, like I said, I've seen a couple of ones around. Maybe I can go to it and we can get that started. And hopefully we can maybe get an interview with some of their guys that they have. You never know.
Oh, absolutely. I would absolutely love to. Well, Chris, I know you've got to go to work here in a few minutes. We're actually doing an experiment right now to make sure these phone calls will record properly, and then I can figure out how to get them onto the computer. But let me just ask you one quick question. I'd like to find out, of the current stars, who's your favorite right now?
Ooh, well, I'd have to say AJ would be for the WWE. For Ring of Honor, it's got to be the Briscoe brothers. TNA, I have no idea. I barely watch it. Lucha, I mean, Marty the Moth is really good. I'll give you that. He's really good. That's basically all I get to see. I mean, AJ, between all of them, I say AJ is probably one of the best ones that I can tell right now. I like him. He's a ring veteran. He's got everything that everyone needs for being a superstar. But yeah.
Okay, one more quick question. Old school. Tell me. As you were growing up, despite the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle that you were freaking out at the Mid-South Coliseum that time, who's the guy that you look back on and would still, you know, look up on YouTube to watch their matches, or maybe go on the WWE Network to watch their bio and things like that?
One of them would have to be the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Second one would probably be, I'd say, Dusty Rhodes and Kerry Von Erich.
Kerry Von Erich, that's one I wouldn't have thought of, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know they're doing a 30 for 30 on ESPN about Ric Flair. And I think it's supposed to be out sometime this spring, so I'll have to keep an eye on that and see when that's going to happen so we can all talk about it, okay?
Yeah, they're also doing one for the XFL, too.
Oh, yay. Did you ever go to an XFL game with me?
No, I didn't. I wasn't able to go at the time. I was, I think I was driving trucks at the time, going to state when the XFL was going on. That was a flop. So
yeah, it only lasted 1 year, and
yeah,
he hated me and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, Chris, thanks so much for doing this, and thanks for being such a good friend of the program, of the podcast. I know Zane has talked about becoming friends with you on Facebook, and you guys just go back and forth all the time. So it's just been a lot of fun doing this.
Yeah, it was really fun. Thank you very much for letting me do it. I appreciate it, and hopefully y'all can get a lot bigger because y'all deserve it. As much time and energy as y'all put into it, you need to be. I'm hoping y'all will, your podcast will go bigger and bigger every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Wait for the signal. Wait for it. Let's go.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Once again, a big thank you to Christopher Evans talking about some of the things in professional wrestling. We're trying to set up where we can do more of these telephone interviews, maybe get some more of the performers set up with us. I will tell you right now that we're recording this on February the 1st, and coming up on February the 4th, Zane and I will be traveling to Salt Lake City to see the WWE and the Road to WrestleMania. We're going to try a little experiment again on Saturday. We're going to actually record the entire Turnbuckle Trash program in the car. On the way down, we'll talk about the Royal Rumble and some of the other things in professional wrestling. And then as we leave the event, the Road to WrestleMania at West Valley City, Utah, we'll talk about what we saw and we'll have some fun with that. That's coming up on Turnbuckle Trash. We're going to talk about tag teams really soon in one of our Turnbuckle Trashes, and we're going to ask for your help when we're talking about our favorite tag team wrestlers and our favorite tag teams of all time. That's still on the way. Thanks for listening today, everybody. I'm Dave Denton, Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!